Make your stress-free vacation a reality. How do you do that? You call Stephanie at Salty Seas Travel Agency, saltyseastravelagency.com. That's saltyseastravelagency.com. Want to go on a princess cruise? Call Stephanie. She'll take care of it. Want to take the family to Universal's Volcano Bay Water Theme Park? Call Stephanie. She'll take care of it. saltyseastravelagency.com is where you need to go. Al, how are you, my friend?
I'm good, Bull. How are you doing?
Lovely, buddy. It's, well, it was a sunny Monday. Now it's getting pretty gloomy out there. I'm not sure how it is in L.A., but here it's cooled off a little bit, and it looks like we could get destroyed by rain.
It's a, you know, nice 85-degree day out. Sun's out.
Hey, it's, you know, it's a lovely dry heat, right?
Yes. Just a regular. I was in New York for the weekend, and I totally forgot what humidity was, and I'm so glad I don't live out there anymore.
Yeah, I'm sure it misses you, all that humidity. Let's begin with this, my man. I've not seen this special. I've heard things about it. I've heard it's intriguing, but I've never seen it. Leah Remini's show on A&E about Scientology and the aftermath. Is this really gaining traction for Emmy consideration?
I'm sure it is. Right now, a lot of things that you wouldn't expect are getting a little bit of traction. As they start doing, you know, their publicity before your consideration stuff, before the Emmys come out. And it did just get renewed for another season, 10-episode season. So that could definitely have traction. It's been doing very well for A&E. And I think as far as in the documentary, docuseries format, it could do pretty decently. And like I said, I haven't seen it either. But I know her story, and I know that must be great information, especially, you know, how easy it is to vilify Scientology. While we're on there, for your listeners, I would recommend checking out this documentary called Going Queer if you don't have the time to watch a 10-episode show. It's a 2-hour documentary about what Scientology is really about. And Paul Haggis, the director of Crash, is a big part of it, and he talks about why he left. So I'm sure Leah Remini's stuff is great. And I could see it getting a nomination or two. And like I said, it's on the heels of them being renewed, so it's doing something right.
Interesting. Well, and you're right. You're not going to get renewed if you're not doing something right, so that makes perfect sense. I guess we're going to totally shift gears here. And I want to know what you think about this new this show called Veep. I mean, I've not seen it. But people are really beginning to talk about this, and it's really seemed to pick up some steam here over the last few weeks. What do you know about this show? I've never seen it, but again, I've only heard good things.
Well, Bull, I'm very disappointed in you. It's been on for, like, I think 5 or 6 seasons. How have you not watched it? The show is fantastic, and it did something that most shows aren't able to do. So it was created by a guy named Armando Iannucci, who's a British guy who did a few political stuff out there, came out and did Veep, and the first 4 seasons of Veep was fantastic. He left before last season, and there's a lot of worry if they keep the humor going, all that. And the guy they brought in, I forget his name right now, has done an immense job with it. As the show just keeps getting funnier and better. And the biggest worry about this year is, don't want to give too much of a spoil, but it kind of took away the initial conceit of the show and tried something different, and it's still just firing on all cylinders. And the fact that it is coming on the heels of what is, you know, the presidency now, because it basically follows, you know, Julie Louis-Dreyfus is the vice president of the United States, and her cabinet are just a bunch of good time idiots who, you know, just the humor in this show is incredible, just the way it deals with politics. And it seems like it has an inside voice in what might be going on actually in politics now. So it's just, it's incredible. The performances by Julie Louis-Dreyfus, Tony Hale, Timothy Simons, just to say a few of them, are some of the best I've seen in a while. And it's just razor-sharp wit. And I think everyone should be watching that show. I think it gets a little overshadowed by Silicon Valley. But I think Veep's actually a funnier show and should be watched by everyone.
This is on Netflix?
This is on HBO.
HBO. Well, that's why I haven't seen it then.
HBO on Sundays. Yeah.
Okay, that's why I haven't seen it. I don't get HBO, so that's why I've not been able to watch.
Oh, I gotcha. And I think I might be wrong here, but I think she's won. Julia Travis won the last three Emmys for Best Actress in a Comedy Show, and I wouldn't be surprised if she gets a fourth one.
All right, so I'll put Veep on the watch list and see if I can't get that into the queue. But again, I've only heard good things. Again, we're talking with our Hollywood insider, Al Harris, brought to you by Salty Seas Travel Agency. Star Trek Discovery. Now, I'm not sure what you've heard about it just yet. The premiere date slated for September 24th, and they're going to split the first season up a little bit. The second half of season one won't launch until January. Are you hearing a lot of positive vibes about this show?
I've heard some positive. I've heard the pilot did pretty well, but it also had a very tough time in production. It changed showrunners halfway through as Brian Fuller left to do American Gods. They brought in the people that did Revenge and The Rain. So it had a really bumpy production process as it's actually been delayed, I think, by a year. But it's got a strong cast in Rainn Wilson, who played Dwight Schrute in The Office, Jason Isaacs from Harry Potter, Doug Jones and Michelle Yeoh, and I think it's got a great cast. And if it takes a fun conceit like the movies had, and I'm sure what Brian Fuller had originally intended, because I think he's one of the best showrunners in Hollywood right now, if they go with that, I think it'll be a good show and it'll be fun. But, you know, and we've seen with the movies, there's still, what's the word I'm looking for? Still a viewership for Star Trek stuff. So I think it could do good. Like I said, I haven't heard much as far as how the show actually looks, but I'm sure it'll do fine. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, there's a large following, and there's still a really hefty chunk of Star Wars fans out there. It's got a monster following. There's no doubt about that, and I think there are different generations now who certainly can get behind that. But I want to rewind a little bit. You said Rainn Wilson is in this?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. White shirt. Yeah.
I love Rainn Wilson, man. He had a show that was canceled on Fox a couple of years ago, and I can't think of the name of it. Dennis Haysbert was in it also.
It was the detective one, right?
Yeah, and for the life of me now, I can't remember it, but I thought it was hilarious, man. I loved it. I absolutely loved that show, but then they dropped it. But now, this is going to kill me. I can't remember the name of that show, but it was really, really funny. But anyways, I like almost anything Rainn Wilson is in, so I'm willing to give that a shot. So, Star Trek Discovery. I'm sorry?
Oh, go ahead.
Well, so we go from Star Trek Discovery to a topic I think that we covered vaguely a week ago. All these sequels and remakes and things like that. I don't know if you've seen the trailer for this or not. I love Will Ferrell. You know that. There's a trailer out for Daddy's Home 2. Of all the movies he's made, why does this one get an almost immediate sequel?
Because I think it's easy. This is more family-oriented. It did pretty well the first time around. It's got good star power with not just him, but Mark Wahlberg. They're adding in Mel Gibson, which, sure, why not? Mel Gibson and John Lithgow. I don't know. I feel like it's an easy moneymaker. I really don't know what he's doing making a sequel for this. And I haven't really liked a lot of his career choices probably since Step Brothers. I thought he did, you know, first on out with Talladega Nights, Anchorman, even some more dramatic fare with Everything Must Go and Stranger Than Fiction, which I thought was great. But recently, it just seems like a lot of cash grabs. He's got that new movie coming out with Amy Poehler called House.
That looks funny. That looks really good.
That makes one of us.
Fair enough.
I really like the cast in that, but it just seems like the same old comedy that they've been doing. And like I said, I saw Daddy's Home. I thought it was, it wasn't made for me. I really think it was made for a family audience. And I think that's a main reason why it was fast-tracked.
Can you confirm that he and John C. Reilly are still working on that Sherlock Holmes spoof?
From what I heard, they aren't, but I could be wrong. We talked about this a while back. I can't remember off the top of my head.
Because I keep hearing that they're still working on that. Like, those two want to make another movie work, but it seems like Farrell's always got something going on. John C. Reilly has his hands in a few different piles right now. He was lights out and that new Kong movie. He was, I thought he stole the show in that, but that's beside the point. But I'm just kind of curious because, you know, I love those Ferrell movies. I think they're very good, but I'm with you. Since Step Brothers, he's swung and missed a couple times, and I just kind of thought, man, of all the sequels he could make, that would not be the first movie, that Daddy's Home 2, that I would think he'd make a sequel on. But I digress.
That's something that seems to me more of like a studio decision than a Will Ferrell decision, but I could be wrong.
Fair enough. No, I would not disagree with that. I know you're not a huge fan of the whole Transformers series. Now, the new one comes out on Wednesday.
Well, to be honest with you, I haven't met anyone who is. So,
I mean, is this finally going to be the last one?
So this is what I've heard, is that Michael Bay has said that this will be his last. So it may be, I doubt it will be. As far as this series goes, it's definitely not the last Transformers film, as they have a prequel coming out next year of the character Bumblebee, who I guess is a Transformer, that takes place in like the mid-1980s, kind of a period Transformers piece. But it actually sounds really interesting, as it has a, it's written by a female, has a female lead, and is directed by Travis Knight, who is actually the son of key owner Phil Knight, and he owns his own animation production studio. He directed the great animation movie Kubo and the Two Strings, also produced Paranorman, Box Trolls, and Coraline. The studio called Leica, they do great work, and he owns that. And the first movie he directed, I thought, was one of the best movies I've seen in a long time as far as animation goes. And so I'm actually kind of intrigued by this Transformers prequel. Definitely not the one coming out this week, but definitely the one in 2018. So while this Transformers series may be done, the entity of Transformers will not be, as I'm sure there'll be more prequels down the line. Maybe another sequel if Bumblebee does well, so who knows?
Fair enough. I got to ask you this question here, too. There seems like movies are hit or miss right now, and I think there are a lot of different reasons for that. With the weather getting nicer, you know, folks are looking for things to do outside. But there are some really interesting titles coming out over the next few weeks here. If you look at that box office report right now, I mean, Wonder Woman took a backseat to Cars 3, as we kind of expected. But are there any titles out there right now that aren't doing better at the box office that you're kind of surprised by?
Not really. What I am surprised about is a movie doing better than I thought, as you said it, Cars 3 beat Wonder Woman. Wasn't it that surprising for the top two, but the Tupac movie that came out, All Eyes on Me, did really well for itself, taking third and I think making like $20 million, which is, I mean, they made just a little bit less than The Mummy, and they have a much smaller they had a much smaller budget, and they destroyed 57 Meters Down, which I thought might do good with the horror crowd. So that was my biggest shock of this weekend, for sure, box office, was the Tupac movie, which I heard isn't very good. I heard the performances, but the movie itself isn't great. But did extremely well in the box office, which, as we said, if it does decent enough, we might be seeing more of these rap biopics in the future.
I have a feeling we'll see a lot more of those. I mean, you think about the times, man. It's been, you know, 20 years in some of these instances. It's time for some of these movies to be made about those guys, because they were larger than life back then.
Well, especially. Well, and you saw with Notorious came out a few years ago. Didn't do great, so it took a while to get some more made. But last year we saw Straight Outta Compton do great, and it was actually a really good movie. And now we see All Eyes on Me do well. So I agree, man. I think it's rife for it. And we had the Get Down on Netflix, which is like kind of about the beginning of rap music. So I think you will be seeing, especially, yeah, as we go on, we have fond remembrances of these people. You'll see more and more biopics of that time.
Well, we will cut you loose on this, my friend. One of my favorite parts of the week is getting Al Harris's picks to click. What do you have for us this week?
Well, here's the thing. We've talked about this show for so long, so I don't want to spend too much time on it, but Glow comes out on Friday.
Yes.
The original reviews or the first reviews I've seen have been fantastic. The show's supposed to be a lot of fun and just, like, really good. But that won't be my pick-to-click this week, because we've talked about it so much. Instead, it'll be something I'm really intrigued by, and you won't hear me say a game show or reality type show would be my pick to click, but the Gong Show premieres on Thursday, and if you didn't know, it's hosted by a guy, I think his name's William Maitland, I could be wrong, but it's actually Mike Myers in makeup. So that alone finds me very intrigued. I haven't seen Mike Myers do anything good in a long while, and him being doing live work on a stage under prosthetics sounds so much fun to me. So I'm really looking forward to the Gong Show on Thursday. Never thought I'd say that. I think it's on ABC.
It's called the Gong Show?
Yeah, it's a remake of the Gong Show was a big show in the 70s where people would come out. They had their own acts, and if the act was bad, they would hit a gong and they would have to leave. It was hosted by Chuck Barris. It did great in the 70s. So having Mike Myers host that, I think, will be a lot of fun.
Okay. Well, color me intrigued, man. That sounds pretty cool. I didn't realize that he had a game show coming out, so I'm really looking forward to that. Al, it is always a pleasure to speak to you, my friend. Always love having you on, and we will do it again next week.
All right. Sounds great, Bull. Have a good one.
Thank you. You too. That is our Hollywood insider, Al Harris, joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon.